This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An Australian mining company is eyeing a potential gold and silver mine near the Blackfoot River east of Lincoln, resurrecting controversial mining claims that have been dormant since the 1990s. Sentinel Metals applied for an exploratory drilling permit for its Columbia Gold Project, according to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. The application requests the collection of subsurface geological information in order to characterize the mineral resources at the site. DEQ spokesperson Madison McGeffers said, "An exploration license has not yet been issued. A public notice will be posted on the DEQ website when the environmental assessment for the project is posted for public comment." In a presentation for investors, Sentinel Metals referred to its gold mining claims as a large existing resource with near-term development potential. It describes an area of potential deposits stretching more than a mile long and about a quarter mile wide, with an average depth of 720 feet. The project area sits within an island of private land of 435 acres, surrounded by public land, the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest, 8 miles east of Lincoln and 2 miles south from the Blackfoot River. Running along the southern boundary is the tributary Seven Up Pete Creek, which lent its name to a controversial mining proposal that had centered on the same claims decades earlier. The company owns 155 unpatented lode mining claims on the surrounding federal land. No drilling activities have been proposed on federal forest land yet, but forest officials have been notified about proposed mineral exploration, and access to the project area is via public Forest Service roads. Years ago, gold exploration at the site was shelved following years of vocal opposition to the McDonald mine being proposed across the river by the same company. The controversy culminated in a statewide ban on cyanide heap leach mining in 1998. That had been the mining company's method of choice for extracting gold from the Seven Up Pete deposit, but the process left a legacy of permanent environmental degradation in mine sites across Montana. The question went before Montana voters 3 times, and each time voters said no to cyanide leach mining because of the poisoning of land, water, animals, and habitat. The company and other investors in the mine sought to overturn the voter referendum that enacted the ban, an effort that failed a decade later when a federal appeals court upheld the new state law. At the time, the company seeking to develop the mine, Canyon Resources, said they hoped to extract up to $1.5 billion worth of gold. Gold prices have climbed about 15-fold since that time. While the toxic process known as heap leaching is no longer an option for refining ore in Montana, Big Blackfoot Riverkeeper Jerry O'Connell sees plenty of potential problems with a new large-scale mine along the renowned river. O'Connell said, "I have not yet heard of a gold mine that doesn't screw stuff up. It's a very intrusive process everywhere it's done." The Columbia Gold Project area sits about halfway between Lincoln and a federal Superfund site caused by mining and still polluted farther up in the Blackfoot's headwaters. It's taken decades to clean up the toxic mine tailings washed downstream after the 1975 dam failure at the Mike Horse Mine. Funded by a $39 million settlement with the responsible mining companies, the work required removing about 1 million cubic yards of mine waste from the dam failure and a handful of other mining sites, and restoration of several tributaries to the Blackfoot. That remediation work has been cast as one of the success stories for the Treasure State, whose mining legacy also includes abandoned mine sites that will require perpetual taxpayer-funded water treatment. After the mining companies made millions from the metal extracted from the site, it was a battle, often a series of court battles, to get the companies to pay even a fraction of the cleanup costs. The rest comes from taxpayers through the National Superfund program. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.